Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Dravenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. I'm here today with Tim Delaney, owner of Full Circle Edible Landscaping, who helps people plan, plant, and manage their vegetable gardens. Tim, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Hi, how you doing, Mike?
Doing great
thanks
today.
For having me.
Thanks for being with us. So I know when we talked about this recently, I just realized how great of an idea this is, where people can get all the joy and nutrition of gardening without some of the hassles and the worries. So how'd you get started, and how long have you been doing this?
This will be our eighth year. And I guess my interest sparked when I've been in the restaurant business, been around food, really loved food for the past at least 20 years. I dabbled in a little bit of landscaping for my buddy at A1 Hardscape and Landscape. And I just bought a house about 15 years ago, and it didn't have any landscaping. And I just wanted to tie in good food with the landscaping because it didn't have an existing landscaping. So I just got a bug and started gardening and figured I could do it for other people and, you know, make it a little bit more convenient.
Right. And what sort of service? I was going to ask, what sort of services do you provide to make it more convenient?
We install and maintain the gardens or existing gardens. And we do it on a monthly, biweekly, or weekly basis. So it can be for any budget or experience level. We like to teach people if you want to, on one of our visits, if you want to come and learn more about how to grow your own or show your kids how to grow your own or just get more familiar with growing your own in the best spots to do it in the land that you already own. Make it convenient for yourself.
Well, I know you said you've been doing this for a number of years, but certainly, you know, here we are at close to the end of 2020. And I know early in the pandemic, there were talks of people starting, their victory gardens, a la World War II, where people were starting their own gardens at home. And I'm wondering if that's something you saw or you noticed in terms of whether you had a new customers coming on or existing customers trying to find that extra time they had or maybe a deeper connection to something?
There's a wide variety of clients that I have. Some people just don't know anything about gardening, want to start off on the right foot, put the garden in the right spot and give themselves a fair chance and a shot at it themselves. Or I also and teach their kids too. People with children, they want to teach them how to garden, how to be associated with food, get familiar with it. And then I also have retired gardeners that just can't do the work anymore, and I take a little bit of the grunt work away from them, and they can still enjoy their garden and growing their own vegetables and continue to cook and can.
So I know you talked about doing some of the heavy lifting, making some raised beds, maybe doing some of the helping out with some of the manual labor. But there's also an intellectual aspect in terms of what you grow, where you put it, where you place it in the garden. Is that a service you offer too?
Yes, we can set it up for you, and it's all of a timing thing. There's certain crops that get planted in cool season. And then there's crops that like the heat. So we can design it so if you have a smaller space, we can grow as much as you can possibly grow in that small space in the limited time we have up here in the Northeast. So.
Well, speaking of small gardens and large gardens, I mean, what typically might be the smallest plot that you might work with? And what might be some of the larger ones that you might see in terms of your customers?
Well, what we try to do is get a feel for what the customer wants as far as do they want a can or do they want just a little bit of treats for themselves. So I don't encourage to go really big because you don't want to bite off more than you can handle right at first. So starting as small as potted gardens, we take care of potted gardens and grow in pots for people. We grow on patios, decks. A typical garden area would be a 4-foot by 8-foot garden box would be the smallest that we usually take care of, though. And you can get a lot of veggies out of a small area like that.
Now, do you find
bigger gardens. We have bigger gardens for local restaurants that are as big as 50 by 60, and those require a little bit more maintenance, but and demand for the food, I would guess. You don't want to grow that much food and then have it all just go into waste either.
Of course. Do you find that some of your homeowner type customers maybe get started with something smaller and want to move up to something bigger? Or is it the opposite, where they start something big, you know, have your grand plans, and they decide to scale down a little bit, or a little bit of both?
Well, we, on an initial like consultation, I don't encourage people at all to really go big, if they're, especially if they're not familiar with gardening, because it can get overwhelming and then it's not fun. So if you start small and realize what you can handle, as far as even as much produce as you would buy at the grocery store, if you want to start growing your own produce and that variety of produce at home, how much do you handle at one time? So kind of keep it in your own parameters, and everybody's different. Some people juice, they use a lot of veggies, and some people just want to pick for some dinner and get some fresh stuff and excitement out of the garden and watch it grow. So it all really depends on your eating habits and what you can handle.
Well, you mentioned, a good piece of advice there, starting small and kind of determining where it fits. What other pieces of advice do you find yourself giving to people regularly about their gardens?
Water. A lot of people, especially this year, it was a little dry, and you really have to remind people that it needs water. You do have to water it. You do have to go out there. You do have to talk to it. And get started at least in a sunny spot too. You don't want to put a garden in or start trying to grow something in the shade, and give yourself the best opportunity to at least get on the right foot and get some sun and get some water. That's basically the two things that you really need to know about gardening.
The two things the plants need a little most, in addition to some love, right?
Yeah, exactly. A little attention, a little light, a little water.
So, Tim, other than maybe not finding the right location or not watering, and certainly without naming names or pointing fingers, but what are some of the biggest mistakes that you've seen out there that that home gardeners might do?
Number one would be location. It's in the shade, but also overcrowding. The plants are designed to produce a lot of fruit, and just give them room. A lot of people overcrowd and figure, if I can fit 10 tomato plants in this little spot, I'm going to get 10 tomato plants worth of tomatoes. And that's really not the case. It's only going to handle a certain amount, and that space is only going to give you a certain amount. And to keep the plants healthy, it's best to give them room. Don't try to cram everything in a small spot. And that's what I see probably the biggest mistake, is people get really excited, and that's unavoidable. I mean, if you have a gardening addiction, you want to fit everything in you could possibly do, but you run into problems, and you're not as successful if you just give the stuff room to breathe a little bit and let it fill in.
Now, Tim, if you have someone has their home garden at home or is thinking about getting into it, I mean, how much time is generally required, maybe on a weekly basis, to tend to something in order to keep things well maintained?
Well, to tend to something and really like take care of like really any major issues, I would say go out there and give it a good solid couple hours a week. Take one day, like on the weekend or Saturday morning or something, and go out there and take care of anything you really see going wrong. But I would say on a daily basis, just go out there, give it a little water. Don't water the foliage, just water the roots. And don't spray the whole garden down. A lot of people do that too. Overhead watering is really not the best thing for a garden. But go out there and give it a little bit of water. Give it a nice deep watering every morning, unless it rains. And just take care of it. Pay attention to it.
Yeah. And what do you think that your customers maybe find most surprising about vegetable gardening, especially the people that are maybe in their first year of this, and maybe you help them start it out, and then, you know, come harvest season, you know, what have they learned along the way? What surprises are there for them?
Definitely how it grows and how it tastes. It's the taste is unbelievable. The taste of fresh veggies right off the vine, right in your backyard, is there's nothing that compares to it. I think that's the biggest surprise. and just how much you get out of a small space. As little as two 4x8 garden beds, you can get a lot of veggies out of it. And it's just amazing. People get really amazed about how much the quantity you can get out of a small area.
And in terms of quantity, I imagine over the course of time, compared to going to the market or the grocery store, there's probably a cost benefit as well, correct?
I guess it would be a cost benefit. Yes, there's definitely a cost benefit, especially if you save your own seeds. I don't necessarily know that there could be a cost benefit as far as our business is concerned if you would have a larger garden and mm-hmm. you already knew what you wanted to do and you needed us to maintain it just to produce a lot of vegetables. But the cost benefit as far as the veggies, it's more of a learning experience and a more of getting sure of yourself and just seeing what you need and what is possible with your area and learning that. And there's a value to that other than, because then you can continue to make veggies all the time once you really learn how to do it.
Exactly. And I guess that kind of gets into my final question for you. Some of the intangible benefits that people derive from gardening beyond the food themselves. And we talked about involving, family and other people. What sort of intangible benefits do you see from people doing it themselves?
Just the respect of where it comes from and how, what goes into it, how much space that broccoli takes up, everybody takes for granted. You can just go to the farmer's market and you say, oh, just give me a bunch of broccoli. But then when you see it growing, it gives you a benefit and an appreciation for people that grow their food, your food and grow their own food. And that's a lesson learned, I would say, is a good lesson learned.
And I think the other one probably also is the quality that you can get and what vegetables actually taste like.
Oh yeah, it's unbelievable. That's the greatest benefit, I think, is the taste. The taste is unbeatable and it's convenient. You don't have to have anything going rotten in your refrigerator or anything. You just pick it right off the vine and basically listen to what the garden is telling you to eat that day. And that's another bonus you get is you don't have to really think about what you're going to eat. You go outside and you see what's ready and then that's what you're eating.
Well, listen to our gardens, but Tim, it's been a joy listening to you today here at WDIY.
Hey, it was great talking to you, Mike.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.